Life in Exile podcast. This is your host, Carol Gaddis. This is an excerpt from my latest Advent devotional, When You Don't Feel Like Celebrating. I hope you'll check it out. A feast. The prophet Isaiah tells us about a special feast. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. Isaiah 25:6. Holidays inevitably bring thoughts of food. We can't help it. Even if your family never had a special meal for Christmas, media constantly bombards you with the idea that the ideal family eats well. Think of your favorite holiday book or movie. It's hard to imagine one that doesn't end with a family gathered around the table. Our world seems to be getting darker. Wars and rumors of violence may begin to invade our peace, and more refugees flood our borders, making it harder for us to feast without a sense of guilt. How can I eat well, knowing that there are thousands going without? Or, to consider the other side of the spectrum, why am I going without while others enjoy their rich foods? Soon, the tables will be turned. The sins of violence, aggression, idol worship, and oppression were soon to be judged, as Isaiah shares. However, there were other sins just as worthy of God's wrath. In Isaiah 24, he begins to reveal these sins and open our eyes to what displeases him with this verse. The earth is defiled by its people. They have disobeyed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Isaiah 24:5. How had the people disobeyed the laws and statutes of the Lord? Later verses show that the Israelites had been revelers and heavy drinkers. What is wrong with having a little so-called fun? When we put our pleasure above the desires of the Lord, we are heading down the road of sin. Who does the Lord care for? The poor and needy. He provided for their needs while His people neglected them. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm, driving against the wall, and like the heat of the desert. Isaiah 25:4-5. Are you living a good life without caring for those less fortunate? Does God want you to think less of your own desires and more for others? Is your desire for pleasure leading you to neglect others? The Lord provides for those in need and expects His people to do the same. Grace and peace. This has been a podcast of Carol Gaddis. To find out more, visit lifeinexile.net. Please share with a friend if this has encouraged you. Thank you for listening.